Contracted services have been a point of debate for several years, but that debate escalated recently when an ordinance came before the Borough Assembly that would officially define how the borough will account for those services. That ordinance, 1777, was delayed at the request of school board officials, and the issue will be hashed out during a November 10th meeting of the School Board Borough Assembly Liaison Committee. One point of contention is how much the borough charges the school district for use of, for example, the Gateway Recreation Center pool. During board discussion of the topic, school board member David Timmerman says the district has been charged more than it should.
And that money has gone towards supplementing community recreations. There's absolutely no doubt about it in my mind that we are helping fund the pool so that they can let the community come in at $175 a pop, whereas our kids are being charged $200 and some for just swim lessons.
Board President Michelle O'Brien clarified that the borough claims that money as funds provided for local public education, but she says it's not truly funds available to spend on students. She too stressed the need for a better accounting of how much use the shared facilities actually get by local students. Superintendent Robert Boyle told the school board that borough officials have adjusted Ordinance 1777 in response to some of the district's concerns. One change would give the borough assembly the power to set certain fees in advance rather than the borough manager's office. Another change to the ordinance would give the school district the ability to dispute charges. Board member Trevor Shaw says that's not much of a concession.
With the substitute, we do have the ability to dispute those contractual services. However, just because we dispute something doesn't mean it's going to change.
Well, history would tell you that.
Right.
That was Board President O'Brien, who adds that the substitute ordinance was a good effort, but needs more work.
I can't see this in code right now. It's not my vote, of course, but I'll certainly be very vociferous about saying no way.
Boyle told school board members that he'll bring information from their discussion of that topic to the November 10th Liaison Committee meeting. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.